She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
Gosh, do we want to live in a world where Kanye is president of the United States?
So listen, I mean, from the sublime to ridiculous, he chooses Independence Day to announce his candidacy that he's running for the 2020 presidency. And he says it by saying, we must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision and building our future. I mean, that's quite a statement.
Look, he's made a lot of statements in the past, some of which are even understandable, others not so much.
Yeah, he often is like incoherent, like you actually can't understand. But, you know, I mean, so he tweets that out. His wife, Kim, replies with an American flag. And Elon Musk replies with, you've got my full support. I mean, what's going on here?
So hold on. So it's not as clear. I mean, you've got, honestly, you've got three Meshuggahs. Three lunatics in this whole Twitter conversation.
In fact, out of all of them, the reality star is the most grounded.
Kim, absolutely. She really is. Well, I'm a bit of a fan there. But I'm very happy to see her as first lady. I just would prefer him not to be the first husband.
I think that's how we all feel.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, I think, yeah, he's literally, so he's found God, right? He's
okay,
gone in this massive religious, he's gone in this massive religious, sort of path. He's played Easter Sunday. There was like a huge, like, concert that he had. He's singing more churchy things, more, like very much, in line with his new vision.
And he's
his
a family man.
His
name's Psalm.
Right.
Sorry?
He's a family man as well.
So he's gone into the church in a big way. She doesn't strike me as the Rebbitzin, though.
Not so much, eh?
The Rebbitzin is the rabbi's wife.
No.
Notoriously problematic position, by the way. She does wear a lot of wigs.
So maybe she's practicing.
Yes, exactly. So he's become religious. Just can you give us a sense of Kanye the brand?
So listen, Kanye the brand is a phenomenal brand. He's built up a massive following. He's a rapper. He's been nominated for 21 Grammy Awards. He is a businessman. He's got the Yeezy brand. In fact, he's just gone into a collaboration with Gap. They announced that they've gone into partnership with him with Yeezy for a 10-year deal, which is massive. And Forbes has listed him recently as having over $1 billion, $1.3 billion, actually, to be correct.
Yeah.
And he's come back and said, no, he's worth $3
billion.
He's basically Donald Trump. He's basically Donald Trump.
He is basically Donald Trump. So, I mean, and then Forbes compared him to Donald, apparently has lost about $1 billion through COVID. So he's now only worth about three. So maybe three, they're three and three, they're neck on neck.
Right.
And then not only that, but Kanye's wife, obviously we know Kim Kardashian West, she herself has recently sold 20% of her cosmetic brand, KKW, to Coty for the minus sum of $200 million, which puts the business at $1 billion. So therefore, he actually tweeted out the other day, congratulations to my wife, Kim, for becoming a billionaire.
Right, but it's a bit debatable if she is or if she isn't based on those numbers because she sold some of the shares.
Exactly. Her mother has 8% of the company, so she falls slightly short at 950 million. But at that point, potato, potato.
Yeah, exactly.
But apparently, they're not giving it to her for the 50 million short. Maybe she can get a loan to be classified
on
the billionaire list.
Wow. So
I mean, you know that her sister Kylie actually also made the billionaire list and was also the youngest billionaire ever at 22, sold 51% of her stake in her Kylie Cosmetics. But they came back in May to say that actually they're dethroning her and she is no longer a billionaire because of fixed up tax returns and wrong numbers.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a big competition. Who's officially the billionaire first?
Wow.
So it's,
absolutely.
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously, it's very hard when you've got to compete for the billionaire list on Forbes.
Yeah. So it's a very, very powerful brand. I mean, as a couple, they're an incredibly powerful brand. Does that translate into the political arena?
Definitely. So if you look, right, where we've come from a social point of view, social media point of view, things have happened that would never have happened in traditional days. I mean, the traditional presidents of Truman and Eisenhower and all of that, that was a very non sort of media. It was very much more staid, more political, but very proper. Whereas if you had gone, in my opinion, Barack Obama and then Kanye was running, you would have thought it was beyond obscene and there's not even a single chance he could even get a dent. But the fact that we've gone Barack Obama, Donald Trump, now Kanye is starting to look a bit more fathomable because the world is mad, because I think everyone thinks that Donald, I mean, he himself was a reality TV star, billionaire businessman, and no one really thought he would get in. So he almost has paved the way for a Kanye. And not only that, but he combined with Kim have got much greater popularity. And when we look at the voting percentages, right, so who goes to the polls? So on average, it's probably about 50% of Americans that are voting if you look at voter turnout. So if he can actually engage more Americans to get to the polls, and this is how Donald Trump won, because Hillary wasn't inspiring her actual voter base to vote. They were like either neither here nor there. The reason Donald won was because he literally was inspiring to make America great again. He was getting people to the polls, right? So now Kanye, with his like sort of superstar status, will get people who historically haven't really been the biggest voters, which are the young, the youth. So looking at your, obviously in America, you can start voting at 18. Mm-hmm. So people in that age category historically haven't been the biggest sort of voter turnout. So if you look at that by age, and you look at the 18 to 29 sort of age group bracket, they have historically voted around 20 to 40% of that age group, right? Whereas you look older, 30 to 44, you're looking at about 40 to 50%. And then when you're looking at 45 to 59 age group, you start getting 50% to 60%. And age 60, at that age, obviously everyone's voting because it's what you have something to do.
Yeah.
And people are voting more, 50% to almost 70% in that age category.
Do you think
so? Kanye and, sorry?
Do you think that this is a case of Americans being obsessed with celebrities to the point where they would let them take up political leadership positions?
They have.
Because I don't see us in South Africa doing that.
Bonang.
I don't see us voting for Bonang to be president. Is this a uniquely American thing?
Look, Donald Trump was the reality TV star. That's what he was known as, you know.
Yes.
It's for sure.
Exactly. And not only that, but he came in with these great promises of making America great again. In fact, Kanye himself has publicly stated multiple times that he would vote for Trump. He's a Trump supporter. He had a meeting at the White House in 2018 with Trump wearing a red hat that said "Make America Great Again."
So is Kim. Kim is also, you know, she was wearing that very black tight suit, as dressed all very loyally when she went to negotiate the release of that one prisoner. Remember
that
story?
Yeah, so she's actually worked with Trump, with the White House. She's been there to release prisoners. She's been there. She's had his support, actually, successfully rallied the government to release prisoners.
Yeah.
So, and as we said, she herself has studied a law degree, so she is no fool. In fact, if anything, I think, you know, sort of that Bill-Hillary sort of combination where the powerhouse might actually be the woman.
I'm convinced it's her. But I wonder why she doesn't draw the stand. Which is, you know.
No, I think she's supporting her husband.
She's always been very supportive. I actually find them a very interesting couple in that way. Obviously, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but you certainly get the sense that there's some respect there between them for what each other is achieving. Zanati, going back to your point, if you look at Hollywood and how conflated the entertainment industry has become with political viewpoints and political stance, you can see that. Mm-hmm. Americans, it's very, very confusing because your Hollywood elite are considered political elite as well, and they do make statements on an ongoing basis very about what's going on there. So it's absolutely understandable that somebody from within that environment look. So was Ronald Reagan. You know, he also
came from that background. If they said he'd been a better actor, he wouldn't have been president.
Interesting indeed. Absolutely, it's fascinating. We'll be back.
Absolutely.
Sorry,
as
carry
you're
on.
Saying, yeah. Everything. And everything has become politicized. The Golden Globes. There's not a single sort of celebrity event anymore where no one doesn't, there's no like genius that stands up and takes a mass political or stance and declares something unreasonable.
Is it clear? I mean, has he actually announced this or was it still completely oblique the way that he mentioned that he's going to be running for president?
So yeah, he actually announced it the first time, his intention, in 2015 at the MTV Music Awards, yes. And then that was the end of that. Mm. And then one day he just tweeted 2024, which people took to mean that he would run in 2024. And so then he announces this on Independence Day, but he has yet to be registered. It doesn't look like he has actually registered to be an official candidate. So is it all smoke and mirrors? Is he trying to sort of pump up the Trump campaign because he was a proponent. Mm. So we don't really know.
And Donald Trump hasn't said a word. You know, normally he's very, very quick to start some kind of a verbal thing. We saw when there was even a hint that Oprah was going to be standing. And there's another celebrity, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When Oprah was going to...
Oprah could 100% be president. 100%.
Yeah, no question. No question.
In fact, if she ran, I would say she'd be straight away. Like, she'd be there'd be a landslide.
Yeah, well, especially,
because there's trust in Oprah. There's trust in Oprah. With Kanye, as you say, like, his brand is strong. It's super, super strong. He's like a megastar. In fact, he's compared himself to God and the Pope of hip-hop.
yes. He has some...
Not
some
that he's got an ego issue. Or
yes.
Well, a lot of people have called him a music genius, so...
Is he a music genius, Anati?
A lot of people have.
No, Anati, I asked you, what do you think?
Howard, no matter what, you have to give it to him. He's a creative genius. He's a music genius. He has got the following. It's not so easy to rise up and become this megastar. So there's sort of him, like, compared to like the likes of Jay-Z, who I think has more money, I'm just saying.
Right.
It's a competition.
Yes.
But he has made crazy sweeping statements, but he is a creative genius. But that's why one has to wonder what really is this? If he hasn't registered, I mean, they go to the polls at the beginning of November. Some states have already actually closed off their candidacy lists, right? So every state works differently, which is what I love about America.
Yeah.
But he himself has not officially registered. So what does that really mean? So we have to think, like, is it actually happening?
Yeah, I mean, one of the quotes is that I'm the closest that hip-hop is getting to God. In some situations, I'm like a ghetto pope.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes.
Oh, my God.
He says, oh, my God, I am one of the greatest rappers in the world.
We all need his confidence.
I actually like his confidence. Really? What was Dr. Anton Marburg's quote this morning, Zanati? You need the
whatever
confidence.
Whatever you do today,
yes.
Go out with all the confidence of a four-year-old in a Batman cape.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that. And that's him. He is Batman. He is.
He's a four-year-old in a Batman cape.
Absolutely. Untouchable.
Absolutely.
And you know what
incredible.
Else is that if you look at Donald Trump right now, right, his approval ratings are at 40%. And that's very low. So it's Obama's was at probably 47. The highest ever has probably been Kennedy at around 70%. And we don't know if that's because he was killed first. It's terrible to say such a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the bottom line is that Trump's ratings are very low at the moment. So could this be a stunt to help him? Could it be enough to take enough of the vote away from Joe Biden? And Joe Biden himself, we don't even know. Like, is he actually a serious candidate? He doesn't look like he can even get up to a podium.
He can't. I mean, there's been very little public live public interaction with him. It's very bizarre what's going on with Biden. There's definitely something strange happening there.
Exactly. And you think, like, is there actually a plot? Because, like, do they really want a real running mate against Trump, or are they just throwing anyone in there?
They are throwing anyone
Biden
in.
Biden really does not look well. He doesn't.
Yeah.
And if you look historically at the presidents of the United States, there are three presidents that have actually died in office, and William Henry Harrison was in office only for 31 days before he passed away. So
my worry with Biden is that I don't even think he'd know if he passed away. No, he's very, very strange. He's very, the guy knows enough, he can't string a sentence together. No, there's something very, very weird going on there. So I don't know, the Americans, I worry about them sometimes. Really, I do.
Listen, at the moment they're throwing COVID parties. So when you're looking at the voter base and where they are, it's very possible they could vote for a rapper who thinks he's God.
God bless America.
Exactly. And I think Kim's brand is so strong. I mean, she has 165 million followers on Instagram. So she could be the one who pushes him over the edge. I think maybe alone he couldn't win, but I think with their combined brand.
I think so too.
I think that he could. I think nothing's impossible at this stage. It's anyone's race.
Absolutely.
If you're serious.
And believable. Dina Diamond, that's where we love and leave you. We'll catch you next week. Fascinating conversation indeed. What do you think about the world with Kanye as a president?